Good day and welcome to Gene Tools Audio Notes. The topic of this note is techniques for demonstrating specificity of Morpholino experiments. Gene Tools makes Morpholino oligos used to modify gene expression. I'm John Moulton. In this audio note, I'll discuss three techniques for checking the specificity of a Morpholino knockdown: the two non-overlapping oligo technique, the rescue RNA technique, and the five mispair technique. During a set of knockdown experiments, controls should be run to check the specificity of the knockdowns. Controlling for specificity means testing to be sure that any phenotypic change that occurs in response to administering the oligo is due to knocking down the target gene and not due to an unexpected interaction with an off-target RNA. The first technique I'll describe for showing that a knockdown is specific is the two non-overlapping oligo approach. In this experiment, the investigator uses two non-overlapping translation-blocking oligos targeted to the same mRNA in separate experiments. If an altered phenotype is observed after administering one oligo, and then in a separate experiment using the other oligo, the same altered phenotype is observed, this is good support for the hypothesis that the observed phenotypic change is due to knockdown of the target gene, since it is unlikely that an off-target RNA would have both of the targets effectively positioned along the RNA. A benefit of using the two non-overlapping oligos as a specificity control technique is that when pairs of non-overlapping translation-blocking morpholinos targeting the same gene are administered at the same time, they can knock down the target gene at much lower doses than if either oligo is used alone. After initially proving specificity of each oligo individually, this dose synergy of the co-administered pair can be used to conserve oligo. Use of the two non-overlapping oligos specificity control is not limited to translation-blocking morpholinos. Pairs of oligos targeting the donor site and acceptor site of the same exon can be used as specificity pairs during splice modification experiments and often display dose synergy, similar to translation-blocking oligo pairs. Pairs of oligo targeting the same microRNA can also be used as controls for specificity, as described in Wihard-Klusterman's paper. Targeted inhibition of microRNA maturation with morpholinos reveals a role for microRNA 375 in pancreatic islet development. PLOS Biology 2007, Volume 5, Issue 8. Another technique for demonstrating specificity of a knockdown is the mRNA rescue experiment. In this experiment, a morpholino is administered and a phenotype observed. Then a morpholino is co-administered with an mRNA that encodes the protein which the morpholino putatively knocked down. This rescue mRNA should not have a target for the morpholino. Generally, this is done by using a morpholino targeting entirely in the 5' untranslated region and using an mRNA construct with an altered 5' UTR, lacking the morpholino target. If the phenotype observed after administering the morpholino alone disappears when the morpholino and the rescue mRNA are administered together, this is very strong support for the hypothesis that the observed phenotype is due to knocking down the target gene and not due to an unexpected interaction with an off-target RNA. There is a problem with the rescue experiment. Sometimes the location or the timing of translation is critical, especially for control of developmental processes. A morpholino can be introduced into an embryo early to block a gene which is initially expressed a day or so later in a particular tissue. However, when a morpholino and a rescue RNA are administered together, the mRNA may be translated too early, and in all tissues in which it is present. Expression of the rescue RNA at inappropriate times or places can be teratogenic. Therefore, while the mRNA rescue experiment is a fine specificity control when it works, for many genes it cannot work. Expression of the mRNA in inappropriate times or places prevents a return to wild-type development. Another technique related to specificity is to use a 5-mispair oligo to determine the appropriate concentration at which to use your targeted oligo. The concentration of morpholino oligo that is detrimental to cells varies with the sequence of the oligo. The morpholino structural type itself is non-toxic, independent of its base sequence, but at some concentration, the sequence of bases in an oligo will interact with non-target genes and cause changes in the cell resulting from those off-target interactions. Most oligos can be used at concentrations where they cause their specific knockdown without observable off-target effects. But as concentrations are increased, eventually off-target effects appear. These effects, while off-target, are still dependent on the sequence of the oligo. We expect that some degree of complementarity will be found between the oligo and the affected off-target mRNA. We offer a 5-mispair control oligo, a custom sequence control that is nearly matched with the targeted oligo. The 5-mispair oligo can be used in an experiment to determine the effective and specific window of concentrations for a targeted oligo. The experiment is to make a dilution series of the targeted oligo and a dilution series of the 5-mispair oligo. Treat cells or embryos, etc., with a range of targeted oligo concentrations and side by side with a similar range of 5-mispair oligo concentrations. Assay for antisense effects. We arbitrarily define the effective and specific window of concentrations for a targeted oligo as the concentration range between the onset of measurable activity for the targeted oligo up to the onset of measurable activity for its 5-mispair oligo. Assuming that adding the mispairs does not create too much complementarity to an off-target mRNA, the 5-mispair should behave as a negative control when used at concentrations low enough that the targeted oligo is just becoming effective. However, unexpected results sometimes occur. For instance, if an oligo is targeted to a high copy number transcript and the 5-mispair interacts with an off-target low copy number transcript, the mispair oligo may cause effects even at concentrations below the concentration where the targeted oligo becomes effective. Many investigators purchased the 5-mispair oligo to use as a negative control, but that was not its intended purpose. The 5-mispair is intended as a specificity control that shows the targeted oligo is being used in its effective and specific range. Fortunately, even using the targeted oligo and 5-mispair control at a single concentration in parallel treatments and comparing with a negative control or an untreated system can give a good indication that the experiment is being performed in the effective and specific concentration range. If the targeted oligo gives evidence of a knockdown in comparison to the negative control or untreated control, and the 5-mispair phenotype is indistinguishable from the negative control or untreated control, then the choice of concentration for the targeted oligo was in the effective and specific concentration range. Here are a few pointers to the literature for further background. So far, most studies of off-target effects have been performed in cell-free systems. The best overall study of the efficacy of mispaired morpholinos is in Camacci's paper, Quantitative Assessment of the Knockdown Efficiency of Morpholino Antisense Oligonucleotides in Zebrafish Embryos Using a Luciferase Assay, in Genesis 2008, Volume 46, Number 1. You may be interested in a paper where the investigators found some oligos with unusually strong off-target effects. They conducted an excellent study of these off-target effects against a specific sea urchin gene. Note that the off-target interaction is enhanced at the low temperatures characteristic of sea urchin culture. This is Kaufman's paper, Evaluation of Developmental Phenotypes Produced by Morpholino Antisense Targeting of a Sea Urchin RUNX Gene in BMC Biology 2004, Volume 2, Number 1. Finally, for a very good review of morpholino controls, see Eisen's paper, Controlling Morpholino Experiments, Don't Stop Making Antisense, in Development 2008, Volume 135, Number 10. We have anecdotal evidence of the exquisite specificity of morpholinos. They have become the standard knockdown tool in embryonic systems like zebrafish or xenopus. Through development, embryos have a broader range of gene expression than adult cells and can be strongly affected by off-target interaction. Following initial injections at the single-cell or few-cell stage of zebrafish, morpholino effects have been measured up to 5 days post-injection after processes of differentiation and organogenesis are passed, with observed phenotypes mimicking the phenotypes of characterized mutants. mRNA rescue experiments can sometimes restore the wild-type phenotype to the embryos. Since the mRNA would not affect off-target gene expression modulation by the Morpholino, this is further evidence of Morpholino's specificity. This audio note described three techniques for checking the specificity of a Morpholino knockdown: the two non-overlapping oligo technique, the rescue RNA technique, and the five mispair technique. This concludes this Gene Tools audio note on techniques for demonstrating specificity of Morpholino experiments. For more information, visit Gene Tools online at www.gene-tools.com or search the keyword Morpholino on the web. Thanks for your ear, and let us know how we can help.